Give me the update.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert update. A quick look at what's happening in entertainment.
Dirt. We want the dirt.
On My Talk. My Talk.
Did you want to tell me something?
Well, let's get this out of the way. An anonymous actress represented by attorney Gloria Allred has sued movie mogul Harvey Weinstein for sexual battery and assault incidents that allegedly took place in 2015 and 16. What makes this different is that she's also suing the Weinstein Company of negligence because she said they knew of his sexual misconduct with women and the companies were aware of Weinstein's pattern of using his power.
Yep, they knew.
Yeah. All right, so let's move on to some more positive stories here.
Yeah.
Positive. P-O-S-I-T-I.
It's difficult sometimes to find it with all this going on.
I know.
What was that, Jason?
I have no idea. I was trying to spell. Go ahead.
Okay. A lot of people are complaining about Blake Shelton being sexiest man alive for a variety of reasons, including that he's just not sexy enough. One person tweeted, quote, "He might be the sexiest guy at the San Fernando Valley Country Club turned strip mall, but that's about it."
Oh, my goodness. That's mean.
It's just like, what are you talking about?
It's subjective. I think he's a good-looking man.
I don't know what people are talking about. That's strange. Okay. Mm-hmm. A website ranked all the Batman movies from best to worst, the Christian Bale and Michael Keaton movies took up the top five, while the new Justice League movie starring Ben Affleck came in 11th out of the 13 movies.
Ooh. Let me guess, I know what was last, Batman and Robin.
I'm sure.
And Batman Forever.
Forever. That was worse.
Batman Forever, Tommy Lee Jones and Nicole Kidman and Jim Carrey. And Jim Carrey and Tommy Lee Jones hated each other. I love that. Yeah.
Okay, Pharrell has recorded a song called 100 Years, which, true to its name, won't be released for 100 years.
What?
It's part of a campaign to raise awareness for climate change so that the planet survives until 2117.
Oh, I like the concept, but Pharrell, we want to hear your music. Oh, man.
No one's going to care.
Will anyone care? Yeah.
Exactly.
We may not even be here.
No, we might not.
We might be listening to Mars.
With Reputation already being hailed as a huge success, many are wondering what will be next, the next single to be released from Taylor Swift. There are 15 tracks, four have already been released as pre-release singles. So they're looking at a song called Endgame that features Future and Ed Sheeran. That seems to be the most popular pick given the star power on the track.
Yep, that'll do it.
Yeah, that'll do it, Pig.
Especially if it's upbeat.
Yeah.
And this is my favorite story of the day. Luke Skywalker himself showed up and surprised fans at Disneyland Star Tours ride.
He appeared. I have a lot to say about this.
After a Disneyland cast member announced the captain did mention something about a special passenger. Oh, and the Force is strong on this one. He was greeted with cheers. He asked the writers, so there's Star Wars fans here, are there? No Star Wars fans?
Oh, do people just lose their minds?
Apparently, yes. Yeah. And he always had a dream of working at Disneyland, and it finally came true.
I'll talk about this in just a second.
Okay.
They're changing that ride, and I don't know quite how I feel about it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. On TV tonight, we have Thursday Night Football. It's the Steelers and the Titans, the fall finale of Grey's Anatomy, fall finale of Scandal, and the fall finale of How to Get Away with Murder. That's the latest dirt. You can find more at mytalk1071.com.
Okay, appreciate the info.
Dirt Alert updates at the top of every hour. Plus, get extended Dirt Alerts at 8:20, 12:20, and 5:20.
Be back in an hour. Okay.
And now, Jason and Alexis in the morning with producer Don on My Talk. Everything entertainment.
This is my throwback song. It's just like the ones.
Welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1. Everything Entertainment. I'm Jace with Lex and producer Don McClain. As Alexis says, tag team back together.
Woo-hoo!
Until one of us gets sick again.
No, luckily we're so close to the weekend.
We're so close.
We can sleep in then.
6:06, we have 45, if not a whole hour of Hot Topics straight ahead, plus a really fun 7 o'clock hour when we're auctioning off some items, some fun experiences for Give to the Max Day. We'll have more details about that coming up in a little bit. Just one thing, though, before we hop into Hot Topics, I'll just briefly touch on what Dawn just did in the top of our Dirt Alert. So if you guys have ever been to Disneyland or Disney World, the really, for a long time, one of the few Star Wars rides that were at those parks was Star Tours. And yeah, it's like a, if you've never been on it, it's one of those rides where it's a simulator, like a motion simulator, and you sit down, it looks like you're getting in like a speeder from the show, from the movies, and you put on 3D glasses, and it's incredibly realistic. And the speeder kind of takes you on like two adventures, and there's different combinations of adventures that you can go on. And but so every ride is supposed to be different. Colin and I actually, I have the worst luck on that ride ever. We always get the same experience. But anyway, that's a whole other story. But yeah, out of 74 combinations, wow, we always get the same combination, which we laugh about all the time. Anyway, so what they're doing now, they're going to change that ride, everybody. So if you guys have a family trip, they shut it down for a while, and they added a new experience, a new adventure from the new movie coming up from Last Jedi. And soon you're going to be able to choose. You're going to be able to go in one direction, which means you only get experiences from the first six movies, so like the prequels and the original trilogy, mm-hmm, or you can choose to only do adventures from the new trilogy. They won't be mixing them anymore, which I don't like.
Oh, I was going to say, I like that.
You do like that?
Because then that guarantees you get different experiences.
Yeah, that's true, Lex. Yeah. So anyway, if you've never been on it and you are a Star Wars fan, seriously, it's one of my favorite rides. It makes Colin a little woozy, but because of the motion, you know, the simulator kind of, it moves as the action happens, but I love it so much. It feels like you're in a galaxy far, far away. Did you write it?
I agreed. You wrote it, didn't you?
Yeah.
But I didn't know that there were different experiences.
Oh, you didn't? Mm-mm. Yeah. There's, every time you go on, there's, you get two, and they're supposed to be different, but we get the same one every time. Oh, well. Coming up on 609, let's get
it. And now, one full hour of nonstop Hot Topics.
I'm going to save. I was going to talk about my real thoughts on Justice League, because when I was here, when I was here before, I was under an embargo, and I even had to kind of dance around it on my TV show in a funny way. Now I don't have to be funny, and I don't have to be constrained by the embargo. Yeah. So coming up in a little bit, all bets are off there, peeps. I will tell you what I really thought of Justice League.
I didn't hear the tap dancing.
I tap danced both on both shows, but which I kind of feel gross about, and I'll tell you why about that too. I'll tell you why I feel gross a little bit later. But Lex, also, you know, the three of us are all kind of catching up, 6 o'clock friends, because we really haven't been together much this week.
No,
I see on the sheet, Lex, that you saw. Dawn was with me when I saw it. I see that you saw James Woods' gross text about the Mall of America.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why is he tweeting about that? I'm confused.
And I'm not sassing you. I'm being sarcastic about him. What are you confused about?
Well, that he even has an opinion and that we would care about this, but it's a video. Nickelodeon Universe, popular destination for every family here in Minnesota. And it's a video of a bunch of our Somali American friends having fun at Nickelodeon Universe. And he says, mm-hmm, this is Mall of America. I would suggest getting your Christmas shopping done early. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
And is he trying to be funny?
No. Yeah.
Is he?
Well, I mean, he's trying to be racist and funny.
Well, okay.
A funny racist.
A funny racist. What's hilarious.
Funnier than a funny racist? Yeah.
What garbage.
That's exactly, I called it crap, garbage. And like that has no, and I only read a few of the retweets because it did upset me to see some of our fellow Minnesotans kind of agree with him. But let me shine some positivity in this. I saw way more people that took him to task and basically kind of saying the sentiment that I said, because I retweeted it, Lex, which I regret kind of doing because that's exactly what he wants. But I quoted it and I just said, you know, I don't usually react or respond to stuff like this.
Yeah.
I said, but this post is crap. And that's this is exactly what it is. It's fear mongering. It's hate mongering. It's racist crap. And it has no place in Minnesota. You can't get away with that crap here. Go do it wherever you want. But all are welcome here. Hashtag all are welcome here. And I was pleasantly surprised to see a good number of Minnesotans taking him to task. It's like
good.
And I was asking,
why is he here? No,
he wasn't even here.
Did he even take this video?
No, he reposted it from somebody else. And this is what I asked Lex when we talked about it on Tuesday, and I think you'd agree. What are you hoping? What's your end goal, James Woods? Like, what do you feel good about yourself?
Yeah.
I mean, what is your mission in posting something like that and putting those thoughts out into the universe? When those are just good people with their family and a lot. I mean, they were all with good Somali neighbors. Yeah. With their family having a good day. You know, what's your end goal? Like, do you feel good about putting stuff like that out there? I just don't know what your goal is. And I think that's what you're struggling with, right, Lex?
Yeah, I really am. I'm confused. And why?
Yeah.
Especially when it's, you know, they're having fun at Nickelodeon Universe and
they were invited because it was a celebration. It was the EID. I'm sorry, I don't know how to say that, but the full video, somebody posted it on there about how the mall, you know, they were interviewing people from the mall and they're like, we want all of them to come out and have a great time. This is a day of celebration and we love it. You know,
so it was purposeful.
Part of our community.
It was purposeful that there were a large number of our Somali neighbors in that video. It wasn't just random. It was okay. Good. That's give some context on.
A refuge for them. Many of them left because of civil war back in Somalia in the 90s.
Yeah.
And we're proud that we have great diversity. This is a great way to, you know, learn about other cultures and be inclusive. I just don't understand.
Who
is this guy? I mean, come on. I mean, I know who he is.
Why? But Lex, you know, I think it's good. And then I think it's good that you and I, and I think it's good that we don't understand this. Yeah. We shouldn't understand that mentality. We shouldn't wrap our brain around the desire to post such vile hate mongering like that.
Yeah.
That's all that it is. It's fear mongering. It's hate mongering. It's spreading divisiveness. It's spreading vitriol. So I don't want to understand piggish behavior like that. I just don't.
Yep.
So I'm glad
good
that you saw
it.
I saw
I saw that tweet. I just saw the Star Tribune wrote about it and I was like, what the?
Yeah.
I didn't know you guys talked about it, but
no,
hey,
I'm glad that you saw it because I figured you would have a similar reaction.
Ugh.
It is 6:14, switching gears. When we come back, my real thoughts on DC Comics Justice League movie when we return.
This is Jason and Alexis in the Morning on My Talk 107.1. Everything Entertainment.
Welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the Morning on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn McClain. Thanks for being here, everybody. Hope you're having a really good morning. Good commute into work.
Yes.
Yes, girl.
Good
yes.
day. It's Thursday already. Wow.
Can you believe it?
Mm-hmm.
Seriously. It is hard to imagine. I mean, I have a Thanksgiving this weekend.
You do?
Yeah, Colin's family's doing kind of two, and this is the first one this weekend.
Yum.
So I know.
Good eating there.
I know. I'm going to make my cheddar biscuits. And I'm making this pumpkin cream cheese dip with bacon and chives.
Oh, yeah. Pumpkin, bacon, and chives?
Yeah, it's like a pumpkin butter.
Yeah.
And then you layer it with cream cheese and then chives and bacon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's really good. And then you dip it with pretzels. You use pretzels. It's really good. Wow. William Sonoma sells the pumpkin butter. It's really, that dip goes like crazy, too. It's really easy to do. Anyway, this has been Cooking with Jason.
Yeah, no kidding.
Sponsored by Great River Dental. 6:21. So when I was last here, I had gone to the screening for Justice League. And I had to jokingly kind of dance around it because there was an embargo. There was an embargo until I think yesterday. So I made a joke of it, and you know, we had some fun. Don and I, you know, Don was asking me yes or no questions, and on the TV show, I went a little bit farther, but I still really couldn't say a lot. And then I kind of felt dirty, you know, and I read this article, I think it was in Vulture, no, Mashable, that really at the end of the article, the writer really took to task a lot of movie writers, a lot of movie review writers, and a lot of entertainment writers for kind of towing the line with the movie studios and basically putting brown, you know, putting powdered sugar on turds. Because they don't want their early screening passes rights taken away, and they don't want to get disinvited from junkets, and they want to keep the studios in good favor. And I thought, and like subconsciously, I thought, do I do that? And I really checked myself, and I was just like, wow, you know, because I have friends that, you know, do PR for obviously locally. And I thought, wow, do I ever do that? And I'm like, no, I did check myself. I have no problem ripping something to shreds. And I do because it's actually more fun to do that. But with this one, I was like, did I purposely like did not mislead, but did I dance around it when I should have just been blunt because I was afraid that I would upset the studio? And I'm like, you know what?
I don't think you Jace.
What?
I don't think you do that.
No, but I think on this one I did. I don't think but on this one I do. I think I did, and I felt kind of dirty. So I apologize, and I own it. I should have been a little bit more blunt. And so what I think of Justice League is it's okay. It's I liked it. I did not at all love it. I do think it's a mess, and I think Warner Brothers has a mess on its hands with this DC Comics universe. And what I mean by that is this movie is like it's like the combination of two flavors that don't normally go together. It's like mixing black licorice and sriracha. And you try to make it work, and if you bite the sriracha part, that's good. And then if you bite the black licorice part only, that's good. But if you bite it together, it's like, ugh. And Mashable made a similar argument, talking about dead cockroaches in a delicious chocolate chip cookie. And they said...
cockroaches of the film?
Well, thank you for
asking. Specific characters?
Well, no. Just, first of all, my biggest complaint, and again, I actually didn't hate it. My husband hated it. I didn't hate it. The biggest complaint that I have is the villain. And that's usually my complaint. These comic book movies and these, whether it's Marvel, because Marvel's been guilty of this as well. These computer generated, these CG villains suck. They're awful. They are hollow. They're empty. They look like scary rubber bands. This guy looked like an ox. Mixed like an upright ox with rubbery mouth, with a rubbery mouth. And it was just stupid. Like his name's Steppenwolf. I just thought that was a band. You really never learned.
A backdrop for a photo.
Yeah. And it was just loud and garish. And the world looked like a video game. And I wasn't invested in all every time they went to the villain. Which, you know, in a good comic book movie, the villains are more interesting than the heroes. I mean, see The Dark Knight with the... Okay, we got to take a forced break here. I will continue, and if you guys have questions, let me know.
Oh, I've got a question for you.
Okay, 651-641-1071. We're talking Justice League, and I'm just laying down the truth, girl. I'm laying down the truth stick right here. We'll be back right after this, everybody.
My Talk 107.1. Everything.
If you'll come with me, you'll float too.
Entertainment.
Trend has emerged.
This is the My Talk Now Trending Report.
What's happening right now?
Topping Google Trends and Entertainment, this is some cute news. An old grandpa and his granddaughter were very close to winning $1 million on Wheel of Fortune last night. But in the bonus round, they guessed fried zucchini instead of baked zucchini, so they did not win $1 million. On Facebook trending, we have, during a show in Australia, Drake stopped in the middle of a song to call out a guy who was groping women in the audience. He said, quote, "If you don't stop touching girls, I'm going to come out there and blank you up." Okay, Drake, thank you for sticking up for women. And on Twitter, we have the hashtags National Fast Food Day and Thursday Thoughts. Those are the latest trends. You can find more at mytalk1071.com.
Now you know what we know. See more at mytalk1071.com.
No, I don't want to know where you've been or where you're going, but I know I won't be home and you'll be on your own.
Welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. I'm Jace with Lex, producer Dawn. Thanks for being here, everybody.
You're the best.
You're the best ever. Before we get back into some hot topics, Lex, do you want to briefly tell folks what we have going on at 7 o'clock on our contribution to Give to the Max Day?
Oh, yes. We are celebrating Give to the Max Day by giving you a chance to kick it with our pals at Alive and Kickin'. So we have a couple things that we are going to be auctioning and also a buy-along in the 7 o'clock hour. So we are going to go see Sam Smith on August 14th. We'd love for you to join us in the suite. You can buy along with us and join us. And then in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to be doing an auction for a sit-in in the studio with us.
Mm-hmm.
So lots of fun. Right now, you can use my talk keyword kick to learn about you know, all the details, the numbers and everything. But we love Alive and Kicking because it's the Rockin' Seniors. They just have so much fun. They do a wonderful job. And their leader, Michael Matthew Farrell, he has led us now in two Project Down and Dirties, the musical and the rock band. And what a dynamic person and what a great crew and group.
Yeah. So you can, the bidding on that starts in the 7 o'clock hour. Don't call yet. We'll give you more details a little bit later. But right now, back to hot topics. I was telling you my real feelings about Justice League. Arguably the most anticipated movie this month, Star Wars, I would say, is next month's most talked about movie. And it was buzzed about because you guys remember, even if you're not comic book movie fans, my talkers, you'll remember that there was a hullabaloo about this movie because A, everybody hated Batman versus Superman.
Mm-hmm.
I'm being general there, but a lot of folks did. This is the follow up. And B, director Zack Snyder had to leave midway because of family issues. And Joss Whedon, who did two Avengers movies, had to step in. And those two directors have very different styles, which, let me tell you, you can make a drinking game out of watching this movie, and you can drink and know every time there's a Joss Whedon scene. That's how glaringly opposite these two directors are. It's kind of jarring at times, too. Lex, you said you had a question, though?
Yes. Do you think that, because this is DC Comics.
This is DC, yeah, not Marvel.
Do you think that Marvel, because Marvel really does a great job, that we compare them, and we really shouldn't be? Do you think that has anything to do with your opinion of, as you're sitting there watching Justice League?
Yeah, because you know why? Because it's the benchmark. I mean, it's the bar that that has been set. I mean, Marvel comic book movies are so successful, whether it's fair or not. Yeah, you're right, Lex. But also, I will also say, Warner Brothers, who this is their franchise, they've also set a different type of bar, Lex, and that's the bar with the Dark Knight trilogy with Christopher Nolan. Batman Begins, The Dark Knight, and The Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't care about a chipper, happy tone with sarcastic lines like Marvel has. You can give me a dark story with
just
a superhero. just make it work and make me care about these characters. I mean, Ben Affleck, let me tell you, another thing that just handicaps this movie is the fact that Ben Affleck, Batman, is basically useless. I mean, you could take him out of the movie
and it wouldn't matter.
And he looks like Mark Wahlberg in any interview. He looks like he would rather be anywhere else but in that movie. And this is a problem. Batman and Superman are the linchpin to this franchise. Mm-hmm. So as other writers, I read a couple articles yesterday, and they're right. They said that Warner Brothers and DC has a Batman and Superman problem, and they are absolutely right. And another
thing, Aquaman?
Aquaman's cool. Now, his bro lines kind of get old after a while because that's all he delivers is kind of like, what's up, bro? And he drinks whiskey, and it's funny and it's cool at the beginning. But okay, great.
Okay.
Yeah. And the thing that's, I can't wait for you to see it, or you and Angel, because did you guys hear that? So when this new director, now this is funny in my talk, even if you don't like comic books. So when the new director was brought in, Joss, in the middle of the summer, he obviously needed reshoots. Well, Henry Cavill, who plays Superman, was already doing another movie, and he, for this other movie, he grew a mustache that he still has.
Yeah.
And he refused to shave the mustache for these reshoots. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, every close-up of Superman, his lips look like Jar Jar Binks's butt.
I mean, you could tell.
Oh, my goodness. They had to computer erase his lip. His lips look like Jar Jar Binks's butt.
Oh, my gosh.
Or his lips.
That's so stupid. That's really
it is
dumb.
So distracting. So, There are a lot of problems with this movie. Wonder Woman isn't one of them. Every time she pops on screen, she really is your savior. You're like, oh, thank goodness she's here.
Oh, God.
But I didn't hate it as much as Colin did.
Theater? Do you say that?
Yeah, no. You see it in the theater. Okay. I told Dawn, I got to stop taking Colin to DC comic movies because he hates every single one of them. And I think I've learned my lesson now. Because I sound like I'm ripping it to shreds, and I am, but I didn't hate it. I walked out. I think it's because I hated Batman versus Superman so much that I'm kind of beaten down, that my expectations were so low that even the bar they hit is considered a success to me, which is pathetic to say. So,
is there a storyline? Is there heart? Is there? Do you feel anything for these guys, or is it no? Okay.
6:38 is the time, everybody. No, there's a plot, Lex. They're battling winged bug people that look like flying monkeys mixed with wasps, which you've seen 1,000 times in 1,000 different movies. And these comics, seriously, dear directors in Hollywood that control these franchises, stop making computer-generated villains. They are horrible. They are awful. Thank you. God bless America. There we go.
Amen.
Let's see here. Oh, now, Lex, I don't want to put you on the spot here, but
yeah.
I'm curious about this next story. I saw the headline, did not deep dive. Transparent, huge show on Amazon with Jeffrey Tambor. They're thinking of making a new season without Jeffrey Tambor?
Yes, they're working right now on season 5. And now Jeffrey Tambor, one of his ex-assistants, has now accused him in a private Facebook post of inappropriate behavior.
No.
Yes. So.
Oh, Lex.
Yeah, with risk of, with what happened with Kevin Spacey in House of Cards, they're actually working on 2 scripts right now. One with him and one without him.
Oh, wow.
Now, Tambor has vehemently denied any of this misconduct and toward this individual and anyone else that he's ever worked with. But we'll see what happens with that. But according to Deadline, the writers are working on it. And if the investigation becomes bigger than it already is, and these claims, you know, may be true, they're going to move forward without him, which is kind of crazy because you think of Transparent. Who's the first person you think of?
Jeffrey Tambor.
So, yeah, That was another one on the list now.
Oh, no, Lex. I didn't even know that. See? Yeah. Oh, my Theraflu. It's preventing me from reading this stuff.
Yeah, this is a report by his former assistant, a transgender woman named Van Barnes, in a private Facebook post detailed inappropriate behavior. And then the producers at Amazon got wind of it, and now they're looking into it.
I heard, Lex, I don't know, you and I sometimes listen at about the same time in My Talkers. I heard a really interesting conversation with Jon Stewart yesterday on Howard Stern. I was listening to it this morning.
Oh, read about that, but I didn't hear it.
I'm going to cheapen it by paraphrasing, but there was a section of this interview, and I wish we could play it, My Talkers, but there's some cussing. And John, and it was fascinating to me, no matter where you are, but John and Howard were almost having a conversation to themselves about what a weird position they are in.
Well, because they're friends with Louis C.K., right? It was specifically about him.
Yes. And they're like, and people like Ellen Barkin, I guess, ripped John Stewart to shreds yesterday after John was on the Today Show promoting his charity event. And Savannah Guthrie asked him about Louis C.K.
And
John used the word stunned. And Ellen Barkin took John apart and said, you're a tool. And John's like, look, people. And again, I'm paraphrasing. This was a far more complicated and far more fascinating conversation. But John's like, damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Exactly.
He said, I don't know. He goes, I'm still trying to figure out how I feel. He goes, do I know Louis? Yes. Is Louis my friend? Yes. Do I find the accusations and his behavior reprehensible? Absolutely. He's like, but this is new to me. I don't know how to navigate in this new normal with my friend, someone that I care for. There is no good answer. And he's like, people just need to take a step back and before they get on the Twitter. And in 100 and, and I was like, absolutely. It's a gray. It's not black and white, and John didn't do anything. And for Ellen Barkin and people to jump on him because he used maybe a word that you don't like. I don't know. It was fascinating, Lex, because it is new waters for folks. This is what do you do? I mean, what if you were friends with Louis? And I'm just using, let me just be careful here. I'm just using Louis C.K. as an example because that's what Jon Stewart's talking about with Howard. Yeah. And Howard and Robin said the same thing. Howard's like, and Robin too, they were like, we're friends with them.
Yeah.
Like, what do you do now? Like, how do you tread these waters? Because
do you differentiate between him and maybe what Harvey Weinstein did? There's no rape allegations. Actually, I was interested listening to that too. I think it was maybe the day before because Robin basically puts them all into one bucket and she says, yep, done with all of them. And Howard's kind of like, well, okay, what about George Takei who may just had one allegation 30 years ago. Do you differentiate there? And, to kind of go into a case-by-case situation, it's interesting. Yeah.
And I'm not laying, I'm not even sure how I feel, My Talker, so please don't email. I'm just laying it out here. please don't email. I got the grammar police after me this week. That's all I need. I just found it fascinating in this current climate we're in that I didn't think about. It was an aspect of this that I did not think of. Anyway, take a listen if you guys can. Mm-hmm. It is 6:44. We got to take a break. We'll be back after this. Charlie Puth, everybody, bringing us back. Lex, I love his new song so much. How Long?
Yeah, he's good.
I love him. He's so talented.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy the Charlie Puth.
And when he gets in that kind of that falsetto.
Falsetto,
I love when, no, that's just like, ooh.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you. 6:49, Jason and Alexis in the morning. On My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything. Boy, oh boy, we don't want to be pad lifts on Mount Fuji.
I'm Jason with today. Lex. It might happen, though.
I know, yeah.
Padless on Mount Fuji. Again.
That's right.
Again.
if you didn't hear that story when Alexis was, 12, 13?
10. I was 10.
Her mom was worried that during a field trip to Mount Fuji, Alexis would start having her woman's time.
I was gone 2.5 weeks.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now the story makes even more sense.
That makes sense. Because we have been trying to figure out why one day. We thought if it's kids, it's a one day little short trek. No, 2 weeks?
No, I was the youngest person on the trip. Most of the kids were middle school and high school.
Okay.
And yeah, we climbed Mount Fuji. That was like about a week experience because we camped. And then we spent a week at a host family.
Okay.
Right in Tokyo there. Yeah.
Oh, see. Because that's our new, and ladies and gentlemen, if you've just tuned in and you haven't been with us in about a while, that is our new saying for up blank creek without a paddle.
Yes.
That saying's old. We got to retire that. So our new one is paddless. Oh, crap, Marjorie. We're paddless on Mount Fuji. I mean, that's our new. So when you hear, we have 5 different versions. When our show starts to go down the turlet, and believe me, it's going to happen very soon. You're going to hear one of, you're going to hear one of these.
Well, I guess we're paddless on Mount Fuji again.
That's right. Or you could hear this one.
And here we are again, paddless on Mount Fuji.
That's right. So that's when you know.
Just climbing the mountain with my bag of pads.
Yeah.
My giant pads with wings. They were overnighters.
Yeah.
Yep.
Exactly. God, that made me laugh so much. I can't think of where I was going to go. But anyway, and then we added something new, too. We're adding all sorts of new things because the three of us have the attention span of a three-legged mosquito.
Yeah,
so
we have to
shiny metal. So you know we can't afford Ken Barlow no more. Ken was raising his rates, right? Right?
Yeah.
Lexi was just raising his rates and
I mean, he has Dawn a report like every 2 minutes, which is great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Dawn was really sick of writing him checks. So we are now just gonna do granny panty weather. So Alexis is gonna tell you what granny panty day it is. 0 to 5.
Yes.
Zero is in the summer, girl, where it's hot. 5, blank's getting real.
Ooh.
5 granny panty day is when it's like, it's sub-zero. It's Arctic, girl. So you'll find out what granny panty weather is coming up in just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But we have some fun stuff, too, coming up in the 7. This is Give to the Max days. You just heard Bradley say in that little promo. And we are
we're kicking it.
We're helping our friends again from Alive and Kicking, and we're auctioning off fun experiences with each of the shows. Our experience is to go see the wonderful Sam Smith in concert and with us in next August. So you have plenty of time to plan that
in a suite.
In a suite. So we have that coming up for you in the 7 o'clock, as along with the Second Chance Romance. So that's all coming up. But really quick, because I don't need a lot of time for this, so I'll end the 6 o'clock hour as we wrap up Hot Topics. Did you guys see Titanic is coming back into theaters?
Yeah,
what?
I did.
No.
Did
you, Dawn, you didn't see this?
I didn't see that.
It's coming back into theaters with Dolby Cinema.
Oh,
boy.
So we can hear, is anybody out there?
Yeah.
Even clearer and louder.
Even clearer, Lex. And it is going to be, they've remastered it, and I guess it looks fantastic.
Is there anyone alive out there?
It's supposed to be even better in 3D.
Flying.
Rosedale and Southdale have this. It's the
Dolby
experience. Yeah,
20th anniversary. Oh, whoa! It's been 20 years, guys.
So not only does the film look different, it starts December 1st. Not only does the film look different, Lex, it's been remastered, but I guess the theaters have recliners, and the recliners.
Nap time.
The recliners, no, Lex.
Oh.
They shake, rattle, and roll to the action of the movie. So you feel like...
So it'll wake me up from my nap.
Yeah, so you'll when those old people are on the bed, they'll shake just like you do. Or when the propeller guy hits the propeller, your chair will bing a little bit. So, So
here's a little fun fact. My mother never goes to the theater. There was a gap of between 1981... We went to go see Popeye
oh my goodness,
in the theater, and then she came out to see Titanic. Aww. So that was the gap of time. That was the last movie.
Oh, my. Okay, now that's a
I worked
fun
at
fact.
The movie theater. I worked at a movie theater. I was doing, you know, just box office there. And my parents came. And I was like, Mom, this is the first movie you've seen since Popeye.
With Robin Williams and Shelley Duvall.
Okay, did she love it?
She loved it, yeah.
Oh
my goodness.
Oh, it's time again for her to see another movie. I guess she won't be seeing Justice League.
Maybe she'll see Titanic again. Tell her about this. It's sailing back into theaters.
Yeah.
Oh, look, Lex, are you writing the copy for their promos? Oh, listen to her. Is she working at an ad agency now, Dawn? Look at you, Lex, writing promo copy.
Oh, boy.
That's our girl.
Oh, dad joke.
Yeah. When we come back, everybody, a very busy 7 o'clock hour. We have granny panty weather, 7 at 7. Yep. Second chance romance and give to the max day. So stay right there. We'll be right back.
It's a beautiful day.
My Talk 107.1. Everything.
Snowsberries. Who ever heard of a snowsberry?
We are the music makers. And we are the dreamers of dreams.
Entertainment.